HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hi guys, how's it going? What does it take to be a model in India today? As the traditional definitions of standards of beauty undergo a change globally, we get the jury who picked HD Branch's India's Top Models 2020 list in last week's edition to give us a BTS of the making of the list. Listen on as stylist and fashion writer Bharat Gupta gets fellow jury members Sunil Sethi, Lubna Adam, Prasad Bithappa, Nayonika Chatterjee and Jamal Sheikh on board to discuss who can be a model today and the increasing diversity in the industry.
Hi guys, I'm Bharat Gupta and I'm here along with the fellow jury members that announced India's 50 Top Models 2020 last Sunday in HD Branch. We welcome you to the podcast. We have with us Mr. Sunil Sethi, President FDCI, Lubna Adam, Senior Fashion Choreographer and Show Director, Prasad Bithappa, Veteran Stylist, Choreographer and Fashion Entrepreneur, Supermodel Nayonika Chatterjee, and our very own Jamal Sheikh, National Editor HD Branch and New Media Initiatives. Thank you all for being on this podcast with us today. I'd like to begin right away by asking Jamal, you know, as the editor of Branch, how has the response been?
The response has been great, Bharat, and I thank you for all the work you put into making this happen. And, you know, to everyone on the jury as well for revisiting the selections over a period of few weeks and months to actually ensure that nobody deserving got left out. Interestingly, one of the most poignant reactions to the HD Branch Top Models list came in response to the cover, which features the stunning Mansi and an 18-year-old boy called Neeraj Saini from Rajasthan, who's very good looking as well. This person said to me, but hey, they're models, but they're not conventionally great looking. Now, obviously, this person was looking at them through the prism of what was conventionally thought of as good looking, right? In India, which is fair, Roman features, etc. I am happy that this list shows that an industry that sells beauty is moving away from age-old prejudices. Each of the models featured are beautiful. And honestly, there is nothing in the world called ugly. Do you agree?
I totally agree, Jamal. And I think diversity is really the new normal. There are so many models who sort of defy what the standard of beauty has been over the years. With such a positive response, Mr. Sethi, I'd like to bring the next question to you. You know, from a model standpoint, do you think that coming out with lists like these makes a difference and sort of motivates them?
Yeah, I guess it's very important. You know, like you said, these days, it's a lot about diversity and inclusivity. So what's important is this sort of list proves to you that you don't have to be the conventional good looker. Anybody can make it. You know, a lot of people, a lot of folks my age think that attitude is a problem. But in that photograph, when you see attitude, it is just so right. So what's important is everything goes. Even the attitude in the pictures, if it shows, is good for you. You can be from any region. That's what this list is all about. It could be about any kind of features. Color is not so important anymore. I mean, that's what is called diversity and inclusiveness. And I think this list proves to everybody that A whole lot of you can be models. The only thing I regret is there is no older looking model with gray hair. So the next time we will include one special category there.
I totally agree with you, Mr. Sethi.
That's for Jamal to note.
Mr. Sethi, noted.
We'll consider that definitely in the next segment. Though on the bottom right corner in the jury list, there was a picture of you, which sort of suffices the requirement for that age category as a model looking person. So talking about aspirations of a lot of people from different regions, like Mr. Sethi said, they make their dreams come true. And now the avenues have also increased. For aspiring models who sort of want to get into the industry, they create a bucket list of their own. On top of that bucket list, of course, is to work with Lubna Adam. So Lubna, what does it take to make the cut to work with you?
I think, whenever I'm auditioning for models, one of the things I'm looking for is presence. That presence that, when that person walks into the room or walks during the audition or on stage, for that matter, has got that something in them that says, hey, look at me. So you could have, as Mr. Sethi said, it doesn't matter the color of your skin or the way you look. It's all about your presence when you are out there making an impression, whether it's your attitude, whether it's your looks, whether it's your body language, whether it's just your style. It could be just any of those or a combination of all of them. And once that is found in a person is when I'm ready to deal with that person. And I know that that person can go a long way.
And I totally agree with that, because there are so many people who've been spotted by Lubna at various auditions, at various platforms, who've made it and who are doing extremely well in the industry. And someone who's also been in the industry for so long and is a supermodel from India for decades at end, has made her name, and models today really look up to her, is Nayonika. Nayana, you defied judgment, you defied stereotype of what beauty in the 90s was, and you came out of your own, you became your own, and with your curls, with your skin tone, where everyone sort of had a prejudice for that look, you still are a supermodel. How does it feel to see that diversity on the top model list today, where beauty is diverse and is accepted in all its forms?
Well, first of all, I had all the no's with me. I had dark skin, I had curly hair, so all the no's that India wants was there with me. But the thing is that, and I don't know why I made it or what happened that time and that, made me succeed. But I have to say that I can't understand, because fashion, as fashion, is worn by everyone, okay? When a person is buying it, you're not only selling it to fair people or, people with straight hair or whatever. You're selling it to everyone. So you have to have diversity in the kind of models you have, so that each person who's seeing the outfit or seeing a model in that outfit can somewhere identify. Like initially, I remember when we were super thin, a lot of ladies used to come and say, oh, these are only good for models. They're not good enough for the rest of us because we are like plump or fat or whatever. The thing is that's what I feel that it was needed, that everyone, all shapes, sizes, all looks, all hair types, everyone had to be included at some point for the audience, for the target audience to identify, with that model and say, okay, if she can do it, even I can do it and wear it. So I think it was a necessary step, but we do have a lot of baggage in our country where skin color is concerned. Of course, everyone wants to be thin, not comfortable with their bodies. And I've never been super thin again. So, I was trying to say it's okay to be the way you are. And I'm glad that it's finally happened.
Prasad, you've had a keen eye of finding the biggest stars in fashion. What does it take for a model to be noticed in a crowd? And how do you sort of find that one little gem who then ends up becoming the biggest name in fashion?
Well, I must agree with my co-panelists, because everyone says that same thing. You're looking for someone with presence. You're looking for somebody who stands out in a crowd. But, I've reached a point when I think that if you're young and fit, you can be a model. And, you look at TV, for example. Look at the kind of models on TV that are, nanas and nannies and cha-chas and cha-chis and just about everyone. In runway modeling and in photographic modeling, you have the glamour lot. But on television and in films, you can get all kinds of people into. And modeling is the doorway to films in India. For many people, it is the entry, you know, path to films. So you're looking for someone who can go the distance, you know, who has the ability to be able to act also and be able to do well in television commercials. So I don't think it matters very much what you look like anymore. What matters is your energy and the spirit with which you approach whatever work you're doing. I mean, Noinika trains models. She does a fantastic job online. I train models. Lubna trains models. We've all been training models for decades now, you know. And you sometimes look at someone in the beginning and think they may not make it, but it turns out that they could become the biggest stars. What I'm really trying to say is that anyone can be a star today if they want it enough. Over to you, Bharat.
So there you have it. If you have it within you, if you have a longing and a want to become a model, you can obviously begin your journey, persevere, and make it soon enough on this prestigious list. Jamal, before we end this podcast, I would like to ask you that how has the response been of, you know, members of the fraternity, models, to the branch on your social media, to the list of these 50 models?
No, the response has been very good. But however proud I am since Sunday, I'm actually feeling, Bharat, we've made a mistake. You know, we've left out four people who should have been on the list, and they're on the panel with us. Mr. Sethi, Prasad with his drapes, and Nayanika and Lubna are timeless. Yes, we would have lost four spots though for four of those models. But guys, thank you all very, very much. It's been fabulous.
Thank
we couldn't
you.
Have asked
thank
for a better Jamal. Team, better panel of judges to put out this list. I hope we encourage and I hope the industry grows strength to strength.
Let us keep finding models from across the country and giving fashion multiple reasons to celebrate. Thank you so much for joining the podcast.
I may not have said this, for the first 20-something years, I was living with my parents, but my mom's food really is the best. Of course, I have the nostalgic bias, but honestly, I do think a few dishes she makes, like the pork chops, could be something she could start selling commercially. While I'm tempted to persuade my mom into trying it out once I'm back home with her in Delhi, there are many others who are doing a stellar job already. Like Mood, started by mother-daughter duo Kusuma and Nicole Janeja, which is satiating people's cravings for Momo and Emadachi during the lockdown. Their personalized handwritten note with every meal just makes the feast a whole lot better. And of course, then there's the HT Brunch baking game show contestants, Parikshit Vadwani and Sana Vora, who have both started their own home bakeries in the last few months. Well, here's what V. Sanghvi has to say about home cooking ventures.
Have you ever tried your mom's food and say, hey, this is really great. This is so much better than the stuff they make at restaurants and they charge so much for it. And have you thought then, can I do something about it? Or say your mom makes pickles, say your aunt makes Goan sausages, say you yourself are good at something. Have you thought, you know, if I had a market, if I could sell it to more people, not only would people enjoy it, but I'd make some money. Well, the good news is that the lockdown and the internet have changed all the old rules. With restaurants closed or people being worried about going to them, you can actually sell whatever you like. You can use the internet. This week, I write about people who make all kinds of things. A housewife who makes wonderful Pahari food, a mother and son who make wonderful Goan sausages. And it's not just families who make food, it's other things. People who go to their gardens and have great vegetables, people who know how to get the best seafood and get it out of you. All of these people have suddenly realized that the lockdown is a crisis, yes. But it's also an opportunity. It's also a chance to get something out there, let people try it, and perhaps make an extra money for yourself. That's what this comes about. I think you'll enjoy it.
I've been in Mumbai for the last 2 years, and I cannot emphasize enough on how much I miss the Delhi winters. not just huddling in front of a heater or picnics in parks after which you can just topple over and feel the warmth of the winter sun on your face, or curling up with a mug of hot chocolate and your favorite book. I miss the onset of winter, when you can smell the winter in the air. No, I'm not talking about the pollution. But, you know, when there's a slight chill at dawn and dusk, which lazily starts stretching through the day as December approaches. If you're a Diliwala, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, but it's still 2020 and we are in the middle of a pandemic. But you can still enjoy Delhi at its best as long as you don't forget to sanitize. Well, listen on to learn Seema Goswami's plans to go about it.
If you live in Delhi, like I do, then you will have noticed that the mornings and evenings are getting noticeably cooler. Yes, winter is coming. And speaking for myself, I can hardly wait. This is my favorite time of the year, and I look forward to it with an aching longing. This time is going to be different, of course, because COVID. But you can enjoy the season even in the times of Corona. You can slip on a mask and go for walks in the dappled sunshine. You can gorge on the produce of the season. Methi parathas and sarso ka saag hit just the right spot. And there's a lot more, but for that, you will have to read my column.
More than the soothingly raw texture of his voice, it's Delhi musician Vipin Sharma's stage presence, or rather energy on stage, that first catches your eye during a live performance.
Hi, this is Vipin Sharma. I'm the vocalist of Sharmaji and the Happy Factory. We've just released a single called Us from our debut EP, New Beginnings.
ये जो रात है इसमें भी कोई बात है अकेलेपन में भी तो एक मीठा एहसास है सो गया ये जहां आ गए हम कहां सवेरे की जो बात है जी लेने का एक ख्वाब है जो बिखरे बिखरे ये पल सभी उसे समेटने की आस है ये जो शाम है इसमें भी एक पैगाम है खामोशी में भी तो एक धीमी आवाज है सो गया ये जहां आ गए हम कहां सवेरे की जो बात है जी लेने का एक ख्वाब है जो बिखरे बिखरे ये पल सभी उसे समेटने की आस है
हैव अ ग्रेट वीकेंड ब्रंच
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.